nearby.
Yes. When the airport was set up, set up as an international airport, so we needed to develop the route. I say international. Yes. 2 weeks ago, Krekusia something in Okai. Some of the airports international, Yenya international number. So we needed to develop the route. So we started doing that. Virgin is coming to Ghana from next year.
Okay.
British Airways as well. So we are talking to all of them. The runway at the Kumasi Airport can take 737. Most of the long haul flights are flown in a 777, but this it can take a 737,
okay.
And some international flights are done on 737. So you contacted Ethiopian Airlines, say, "Bruna yebe, mumi eni enemunye flights, chartered flights, three of them,
okay,
from London, Gatwick to Kumasi."
Okay.
Now no cry woman say plane no say plane be about chrome. Also we won't write out me the chrome the number of times about chrome. It's a British service comes from England to Ghana 10 times a week. You see what 10 flights back.
Okay.
Catch a Gatwick say your flights no your walk back your rights no. You perceive the Ethiopia airline no more your chartered flight my yeah back home you know.
Okay.
Yeah receive the bisiako and sun your schedule.
Okay.
A home kratasem na a door so kakra because a simple matter. Internet how many time a politicians be say your boy nya no cre same way nya sema you can wo ejade.
Yeah.
There be Ethiopian Airlines come home, Ethiopian ambassador in Accra, Ghana's ambassador in Ethiopia, Ghana's High Commissioner in London, Ethiopian High Commissioner in London, Transport Ministry London, holding meetings with Gatwick, sending engineers to Kumasi to come and find out. And they don't have to send them. They just have to track it on the thing and say Kumasi International Airport. All the details will come to come and see whether it can work or not. All the paperwork going on. And then I'm ecophobic as you see about Tuesday near about Wednesday because the paperwork was going on. So it's a chartered flight that we are using to demonstrate that yes, you can fly from London to Kumasi. We've done it today, we'll do it on the 15th. We expect that by January we would have come to a regular schedule. Uncle Fubi who say 3 times a week you are flying from Gatwick to Kumasi, or we are flying from Heathrow to Kumasi. And so this today's own was to demonstrate that yes, this is possible.
This is possible. Yeah. But the chartered flight paid by who?
Yes, so chartered flight paid by we, the people chartering, and to recoup our money from the passengers who boarded. We needed to do it that way so that people can have the confidence that, yes, it is true. And because of our political situation, a lot of information had gone out. Say, nyo no kre, blame bia ni huwebiti me tufia manonia, ebe landi okumasi, jise kong kre, nyo no kre, nyo no kre, nyo no kre. That is what we wanted to put to bed. So, yes, we chartered it.
We chartered it means a Ghana Airport Company.
Yes, Ghana Airport Company, yes.
And then you hope to recoup from a month for a fro at the back.
Yeah, sometimes when we are doing religious programs, we do that. When we are doing Hajj and things, we do that. We charter. Yes, we do that when people have to move. We have a few charters that people owe us, they haven't paid. When people, groups have to, some of it's a security concern, so it's not all that we can say. Yeah. But when groups have to go ahead and they need support on charter, Ghana Airport Company will do it. So we chartered this, yes.
Okay, when a bus says, "Moint me recoup all the amount from a more, a body flight nearby, then it's our loss as a country."
Yes, we will recoup it. Airlines and airport companies work like that. We'll recoup it in the subsequent flights. For instance, when Emirates started coming to Ghana, there wasn't a full plane. In fact, Ghana was crack or Dubai, it wasn't a full plane. But over time, as the route is developed, you can recoup your profit from that. So there's a lot that happens at the airport that we have to wait to recoup our profits from. In fact, even Kotoka International Airport Terminal 3, now you see a crown. And then you know, that's arrange another facility to be able to pay. That airport was constructed in 2016, but we are still paying for it. So airport business is a medium to long term. Developing flight routes is a medium to long term.
Oh, okay.
And so this is what we are doing. We'll develop the routes and we will make profit out of it. So as an airport company there, we are building infrastructure and routes. It's not everything that will be able to realize our profits immediately. But the concept is to build it on and then realize your profit.
Yeah, because me busa sakwe, we were saying,